Lyrics like that anymore. Clark Terry and Oscar Peterson from 1964. I am a Jay Thurber. Find me online at jthurbershow.com. Check out the website at Jay Thurber. Wait, no, find me online at jthurbershow.com. That's what I just said. Or check me out on social media, Jay Thurber Show on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Washington, I'm Nick Harper. Global stocks have fallen this Friday on the news that the US plans to impose a blanket 50% tariff on goods coming from the European Union. The announcement from President Donald Trump came before US and EU trade representatives were scheduled to speak. Ever since William Denslow has more from Brussels.
Donald Trump's bombshell announcement comes as the EU has reportedly provided a list of concessions to Washington with the goal of de-escalating trade tensions. According to Politico, the proposal included plans to boost spending in areas such as energy and deepen ties in fields like 5 and 6G technology. But President Trump stated on social media that negotiations aren't progressing, and the US is expected to reject the European Commission's latest proposal. The EU previously had a July deadline to reach a deal before blanket tariffs were scheduled to rise from 10% to 20%. Now it has just a few days before this 50% duty is set to kick in.
Meanwhile, shares in tech giant Apple tumbled on Friday after President Trump demanded its iPhone products be manufactured in the United States. President Trump said the company would face a 25% tariff for any phones made outside the US.
In a Truth Social post hours before markets opened, President Trump wrote, "I have long ago informed Tim Cook of Apple that I expect their phones that will be sold in the United States of America will be manufactured and built in the United States, not India or any place else. If that is not the case," he wrote, "a tariff of at least 25% must be paid by Apple to the US. At the opening on the New York Stock Exchange on Friday, Apple shares fell more than 3.7%. In recent years, Apple has shifted much of its iPhone production to India because it has a better trading relationship to the United States than China. Some analysts have estimated the cost of moving iPhone production to America would raise the cost of the product by at least 25%, with one estimate suggesting an iPhone could cost $3,500.
A judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration over its plan to bar Harvard University from enrolling international students. It came hours after Harvard announced it was suing the government. The ban would affect more than 7,000 students at the elite university. It marks the latest clash between the White House and Harvard following its refusal to implement reforms demanded by the government. Israel's Prime Minister has accused the leaders of Britain, France and Canada of being on the wrong side of history on the conflict in Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu released a video criticizing Emmanuel Macron, Keir Starmer and Mark Carney after the attack on Israeli embassy staff in Washington, D.C. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Hello, audience. Please don't murmur. You are listening to Jay Thurber. Sometimes entertaining, and I'm telling you there's no use in complaining. He likes Freebird and Tom Lehrer, narrow neckties, he's a wearer, though his show may have some merit. you'll just have to grin and bear it. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you are a permit for me. All of my life I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you.
Getting us started from 1957 here on Radio 9. This is where the oldies come to play every Saturday on the FM dial in Pittsburgh. I'm Jay Thurber. I'm so glad that you are with us for a little while longer. I hope you stick around until 3 o'clock. More news coming up for you at 2 o'clock. 412-385-7450 is the request line.
Well, the first days are the hardest days. Don't you worry.
John's band by the riverside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come be a Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along or go alone. He's come to take his children to talk about here beside the rising tide.
That, of course, was Glenn Willard. No, wait. I'm sorry. From Glenn Willard, Pennsylvania. That, of course, was Lou Christie here on Radio 9. Yeah, we had a hard day's night last weekend. Let me tell you about it. We're going to Ramsey Lewis in the background. We were at the Dayton Hamvention last week. I'm going to post the clips on jaythurbershow.com probably this weekend in case you wanted to hear any of the interviews we did. But I hope you always have a good time. But what you have to know is Dayton is smaller than Pittsburgh, and to have a big convention there is a big deal. So every hotel in the county fills up. So the experienced traveler, such as myself, books a hotel early. So I booked a hotel first of the year. And I booked a very large hotel chain that is known for its luxury accommodations. And I don't want to say their name because I don't want to get my beep beep suit off, but let's just say they're known for their fresh, warm chocolate chip cookies when you check in. That should have been our first clue, because when we checked into this luxury hotel, they had some excuse about why they didn't have any chocolate chip cookies. That's okay. They didn't have any lamps or furniture in our room that wasn't broken. They also didn't have any outlets, electrical outlets in the walls that weren't falling out of the walls. But they did have some amenities that were not listed on the listing at largehotelchain.com. For instance, they had free piles of garbage in the hallways. That was nice. They had convenient fire doors that were jammed open. They had a swimming pool that was filled with some of the thickest, most luxurious green water. Emerald green water. It was so thick you could practically walk on it. And while many hotels offer a free complimentary breakfast, especially those cheap budget motels, they give you a free complimentary breakfast. This place charged you only $15 for some runny scrambled eggs. So, but the piece de resistance, as the French would say, piece de resistance was the clouds of marijuana smoke that permeated the building every night. And as I mentioned, all the hotel rooms in the county were filled up. So my options were me and my buddy drive back to Pittsburgh and just skip the whole thing, sleep in the car, or I don't know, get a hotel room in Indianapolis. So I went downstairs to complain, and they said, well, sir, you know, marijuana is legal in Ohio. I said, I felt like I was doing the Pulp Fiction thing. It's legal, but it ain't 100% legal. You just can't roll up a joint, go in your hotel room, and start puffing away. I said, this is a non-smoking hotel. Well, but marijuana. I said, it doesn't matter if it's marijuana or tobacco. It's a non-smoking hotel. They said, well, but it's legal. I said, well, by your logic, I should be able to burn garbage in my room, because that's legal in Ohio, too. They didn't like that. They said, well, sir, but that's where the ashtrays are. Why do you have ashtrays in a non-smoking hotel? So as I'm talking to jerk number one at the front desk, my buddy was upstairs in the room gagging off the clouds and getting a contact high. We thought we were at a Pink Floyd concert, but without the laser show. Oh, that was another thing. There were no lights in the parking lot, so you had to drive into a completely dark parking lot at night, which was really convenient if you're lighting up a fatty the size of a telephone pole and you don't want to be seen. While I'm downstairs talking to jerk number one, jerk number two comes upstairs, bursts into the hotel room where my buddy is, and wants to see if he's the one who's smoking the marijuana. You can't make it up, folks. So we're going to let MasterCard and the large hotel chain fight it out, because they think I'm paying for that. I'm dumb, but I'm not that dumb.
Screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
Monster Truck Pool. No, it's the Edgar Winter Group here on Radio 9. At 1:24 chime time, I'm Jay Thurber. I forgot to mention the little coda, the caveat, the punchline to my whole hotel story. And I know I'm, look, it's coming from a place of privilege where I have the privilege to go bleep away however many $100 at a radio convention and stay in a hotel. Right? I get that I'm privileged and I'm complaining. And if you can't afford to take a vacation or stay in a hotel overnight, you're probably like, why don't you shut up, Thurber? I get it. So I'll stipulate that. But, you know, if you are paying that money, and I work hard for my money. Well, I work semi. Well, I get paid. Anyways, it costs, you know, it was $180 a night for this place. Right? How long do I have to work to earn $180? So how many hours is that? So so I filed a complaint immediately with the hotel chain because I thought I'm going to do this while it's fresh in my mind and also so they can't say I, like, waited. I mean, I filed with their corporate and I got a form letter response. Oh, the hotel will be in touch with you within 3 business days. Well, needless to say, that was Saturday and nothing Sunday, nothing Monday, nothing Tuesday. Nothing Wednesday, nothing Thursday. Yesterday, I filed a repeat complaint with the hotel chain. I also filed a complaint with the Montgomery County Health Department and the local fire marshal. Immediately got an email from the hotel chain saying they were sorry for any inconvenience and as an apology, would I please accept 5,000 of their rewards points? I looked up what 5,000 of their rewards points are. It's about $30. Thirty simoleons after we spent, 180 times 3 plus tax, almost more than $600 and some dollars for a hotel that stank and was full of garbage. So needless to say, I told them I respectfully what they could do with their rewards points. They could fold them 4 ways and jam them into their swimming pool. New music from Bob Moses coming up after we take care of a brief message and also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Thank you to listener Phil Z. Phil Z sent us a big envelope full of bumper stickers to stick up on the wall, including, and I'll put this on our social media at Facebook, Mastodon and Blue Sky, including from Wixie 1360. It's a sticker that says Peaceburg with a big peace symbol on it. And it says on the back, win a Plymouth Barracuda free. Listen to Wixie 1360 and display this sticker. It says, there's a Wixie Superman on the road right now looking for cars displaying this Wixie Peaceburg sticker. If he spots you, Wixie will broadcast your name between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. When you hear your name on the air, you have 13 minutes and 60 seconds to call 462-5060 and become eligible for the weekly drawing and the grand prize of a Plymouth Barracuda from Wixie 1360. So thank you, Phil Z. We're going to put these up on the wall. We're not peeling the sticker off because I don't want to destroy the sticker. And I also don't want the city. We're in a city-owned building. I'm sure they don't want stickers all over the walls. And we're sticking them up with removable tape. But thank you so much, Phil Z. That was really cool. Thank you.
Is the sun going to shine or will it rain? What's the weather going to be this wonderful
mostly sunny for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 63. Cloudy overnight with a low of 42. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 66. Memorial Day is Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 72. Tuesday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high 68. And then on Wednesday, showers likely with a high near 70. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 58 in Washington County. It's 56 in Butler. 56 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. It's 59 at WRCT with new music from Bob Moses. Woody in the North Hills called 412-385-7450. He says, well, you can't expect too much from the state that gave us J.D. Vance. That's... You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:31. We're at the halfway mark of today's show. And I'm consumer advocate David Horowitz. Remember, next time, fight back and don't get ripped off. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Jay Thurber Show. Here's Johnny Rivers on Radio 9. Radio 9. Here's Pittsburgh's own Marcel's.
Watch out!
Here we go again.
Yep, 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 yep. Whip, whip, whip.
was Perez Prado and his orchestra. Sounds like something that you might hear on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy coming up at 3 o'clock over 88.3 WRCT and at Tube City Online Radio. These are the Mills Brothers from 1959 on Radio 9. Little Lost Wax.
One is one and two is two. That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Kangaroos come from.
Shirley and Lee letting those good times roll.
Come on, baby, let the good times roll.
on Radio 9. More music after these messages.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You know me, I'm owner of Vic's Used Mattress Outlet on Semple Street in Oakland. We comb the streets after every school year and pick up all the used bedding, sofa, and chairs. Remember my motto, why buy new when Alley Fresh will do? Well, I got a new store for all you do-it-yourselfers. It's Vic's Used Toilet Outlet. If you've been putting off that big bathroom remodeling project, get started this summer at Vic's Used Toilet Outlet on Atwood Street. We've searched the best construction sites in Pittsburgh, and we've got big bargains on brand-name fixtures like Toto, Crane, American Standard, Kohler, and Delta. Everybody's toilet is a used toilet. So why pay big box store prices? Save 50 to 80% on barely used models like a Kohler Caring and decorated colors. How about a Toto Saray with bidet attachment? Take it home today off our showroom floor. And they're all sanitized for your protection by my highly trained staff. So if you're tired of being ripped off by big toilet dealers, come down and see me, Vic Matarak, at Vic's Used Toilet Outlet on Atwood Street in Oakland, next to the store with the PA skill machines. Or shop my original location, Vic's Used Mattress Outlet on Temple Street in Oakland. I'm Vic Matarak, and I'll see you as I cruise for more bargains every garbage night.
Jay Thurber. You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and I couldn't find nothing.
More music now.
This sounds like smooth, relaxing, and easy, too. Here's Des O'Connor on Radio
Sitting
9.
Sitting here so lonely in the firelight, listening for a footstep on the stairs. To is the moonlight shining on an empty chair. So I'll pretend your loving arms are reaching out for me. Yes, I'll pretend. And though my eyes are closed, I still can see. The world is new like it used to be. One day our love must end. Till then I'll just pretend. Something made her change. What could it be now? Wish I knew exactly what I'd done. If there's someone else, I'll set you free now. Yes, I've lost and he has won.
Des O'Connor with I Pretend here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. The Black Keys, new music coming up right after we take care of sports and weather. It's confusing sounds for confusing times. Saturdays at 5, it's time for Chop Shop on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT. on our internet affiliate, Tube City Online Radio. Don't forget, Sunday nights at 7. It's old-time radio fun. And this summer, it's going to be Duffy's Tavern and Burns and Allen and maybe the Great Gildersleeve because Jack Benny is in reruns now. Yeah, he takes the summer off every summer. So that was the last Sunday, this past Sunday, was actually the very last Jack Benny program from 1955 that was on the radio. Of course, Benny then was on TV then until the end of his life, almost 20 years later. But the very last Jack Benny radio show was aired on Sunday on Tube City Online Radio, and you missed it. But don't worry, there's lots more old-time radio fun coming up with me, Uncle Jay, on Seems Like Old Times every Sunday night starting at 7, only on the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Well, Pirates pitcher Paul Skeens would like to scotch those trade rumors about him on the idea that the club, which has now gone 26 games without scoring four or more runs, he says, well, you know, anybody can play GM. Skeens has been an absolute phenomenon, a 22-year-old pitching ace, told the Associated Press on Friday night after the Pirates rallied for their 6-5 10-inning win over Milwaukee. He doesn't care about the rumors. It's not part of the conversation. He says, quote, anybody can play GM. Pirates today, I believe, Brew Crew, again, let me look at the schedule here. Let me scroll down here. I believe that's Pirates and the Brew Crew today. Game time is 4:05. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball last night, Dodgers over the Mets 7-5, Padres over the Braves 2-1. It was the Cleveland Guardians over the Detroit Tigers 3-1, and the White Sox beat the Rangers by a score of 4-1. It is Indianapolis 500 weekend, the most exciting auto race in the world, supposedly. Gets underway on Sunday in Indianapolis. Two-time defending Indy 500 winner Joseph Newgarden will start in the last row as punishment for an illegally modified part that was found during qualifying. He had the fastest lap of the final practice at 225.7 miles per hour. His teammate, Will Power, also will start at the back, being penalized for a big cheating scandal that was uncovered this week. Will Power was fifth overall in practice. Team Penske announcing on Wednesday morning that the team has fired IndyCar team president Tim Sindrick, managing director Ron Rosinski, and GM Kyle Moyer in the fallout from a cheating scandal that marred the lead-up to tomorrow's 109th Indianapolis 500. And a pair of historic Grade 1 features will go underway this weekend at Santa Anita. It's Memorial Day weekend horse racing if you like your races on four legs rather than four wheels. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 63. Cloudy overnight with a low of 42. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 66. Mostly cloudy Sunday night, low 43. Memorial Day, mostly sunny, high 72. Tuesday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and a high of 68. Currently 58 in Washington County, 56 in Butler, 61 in Beaver County. It's 56 under cloudy skies here in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 59 at WRCC. With new music from the Black Keys. Keys here on Radio 9. This is Mark Knopfler and Chet Atkins to take us to the news.
Already stricken, but still I'm a stickin' to the things I know to be facts. One lives feathers and the next day chicken while I'm picking my yakety axe. Everybody says that I never will get far, keeping out of work by picking this guitar, living on a shoestring, putting off things like a shave and a haircut. Money don't matter as long as I scatter a little bit of happiness around. If people keep a grinning, I figure I'm a winning with my good old yakety sound. City folks go around turning up their noses, yawning their greenbacks and smelling their roses, but I wouldn't trade my yakety axe even for a T-bone. I'm confessing I never took a lesson. All my notes are a matter of guessing, hoping they'll come out in some kind of manner that'll make a yakety sound. So if you're in the mood and your feet start tapping and you feel laid back and your hands start clapping, then I'll have done what I wanted to from way back here digging my yakety axe. Now, a pick.
And Mark Knopfler here on Radio 9 with a little bit of